Congressman Dan Kildee is in his second term in the U.S. House. The Democrat represents Michigan's 5th District, which includes Flint, Saginaw, and Bay City. We are speaking on Monday as Congressman Kildee visits the west side of Michigan, Kalamazoo, and Grand Rapids to discuss, among other things, protecting the Great Lakes. Congressman Dan Kildee, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
You've been very outspoken in your opposition to a proposed permanent nuclear waste facility in Ontario, Canada, which would be just across Port Huron, over on the other side of the lake. What are the risks to the entire state of Michigan and the Midwest, as you see them, of a nuclear waste repository in Canada?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge that the risk of an accident or release are low, but not inconsequential. And so because of that, we have to think about what would be the consequence of a release. And the fact that this proposed facility is 6/10 of a mile under Lake Huron, to me, it sort of begs the question as to whether or not this is the most ideal location. Now, scientists that they have hired have pled that the geology and the rock formation there is sufficient to protect from any release. But we've heard these things before, and, human error does cause mistakes to be made. The mistake associated with a release at this facility is a much different question than a mistake that might be made, such as the one that took place in New Mexico just a few months ago, where it was easy to contain. If we got any sort of nuclear material into the world's greatest freshwater source, the Great Lakes system, the ability to contain that would be very, very limited. And so to me, it just begs the question, is there another facility? Is there another location? The fact that the Canadian government never even looked at another location is of some concern to me, and we're just asking that they do that.
Now, the Canadian government's going to make the final call on this, correct?
They will. They will. The Ministry of the Environment will receive a report on May 6 from what's something called the Joint Review Panel, which is the entity that Ontario Power Generation has used to receive public input, and they have received a lot of public input from both sides of the border and from virtually everybody across the ideological spectrum. I have a resolution that I've introduced into Congress that would express a sense of Congress, because we don't have the right to legislate for the Canadians, but that would express our sense that the U.S. and Canadian governments should work together to locate a more suitable facility. And that resolution has bipartisan support. I've got 10 Democrats and 9 Republicans that have signed on just in the last couple of weeks. We expect many more. The reason I mention that is that this shouldn't be perceived as an ideological or partisan question. It's not even a referendum on the question of nuclear energy in the first place, nor is it a U.S. versus Canada question, because there are many Canadians who are equally concerned about this and have raised the issue. I've been working with a member of Parliament, Brian Massey, from the Windsor area on this issue, and he's very concerned as well. This is simply about our environmental stewardship, our need to protect the Great Lakes, not just for ourselves, but for a generation 100 or 200 or 300 years from now. And I think when we look at it through that lens, it's a much simpler question.
Let me go back, though, to something you were mentioning earlier, which is there a better place for this? As you know, if you hop in the car here from Kalamazoo and drive about 45 minutes, you get very close to the Palisades Nuclear Power Plant,
right,
where there is nuclear waste stored in these dry casks,
right
along the Lake Michigan shoreline. I guess I'm getting to a broader question of, ultimately, what do we do with nuclear waste?
Well, and this is where the United States has its own responsibility. First of all, the temporary storage on site is not appropriate either. So in both Canada and the U.S., we've been committed to find permanent facilities that prevent, any potential hazard. In the United States, Yucca Mountain is the facility that has long been debated and still not finalized as the permanent nuclear waste storage facility because of its unique characteristics. And one, of course, unique characteristic is that there is no proximity to any water source. Any potential hazard that could occur would be much more easily managed. But I think you raise a good point. Our objection here is because this would be a permanent facility. We know we need to deal with these temporary facilities as well. The United States has taken some steps to do it. Canadians are working on it, but I think we need to be very smart about how we manage this.
Should we debate Yucca Mountain again? Is it time to get that facility open and ship nuclear waste there?
I mean, I think so. It's been held up primarily because Senator Reid has objected to it. And
it's his home state.
It's his home state. And of course, he's retiring. And so who knows if that will change the dynamic. But it does beg the question, and this is where we do get into the issue of nuclear power. It would seem to me a necessary prerequisite to nuclear power systems, nuclear energy, that we have some way of managing the waste that comes from those systems. I think what was planned, or it is planned at Yucca Mountain, meets the test. And the simple test that I apply says that Kincardine, Ontario, directly across from us, 0.6 of a mile from the world's greatest freshwater source, does not meet that test.
Now, I've been covering the nuclear issue here in Kalamazoo for many years, and what the opponents have said to me over and over again is Yucca Mountain may be fine once you get the nuclear waste there, but you got to get it there. And there's always concerns about how can you securely move it from, say, South Haven, Michigan,
sure,
or Bridgman, Michigan, where the D.C. Cook nuclear power plant is, and make sure it's going to get to Yucca Mountain safely without incident along the way. Do you have concerns about that as well?
I do. And this is where, you know, the details matter. The one thing I will say is that while we need to make sure that we have a permanent facility for storage that anticipates 5,000-10,000 years down the road, our obligations to that population, that long in the future population, the details matter. Moving this material is hazardous unto itself. But one thing I know for sure is that keeping this material stored on the shores of our Great Lakes is the worst place for it. And so we have to do it right. We have to be careful about it. And we have to make sure we're guided by all the latest technology and science. But we can't just leave this stuff laying around next to the lakes. That's just too great of a hazard for us.
You said that this should not necessarily be a referendum on nuclear power. But at the same time, there are many voices out there who have said, hey, nuclear power is a way to go, which does not involve the problems we have with fossil fuels.
Right.
But should the concerns about nuclear waste maybe lead to some caution before we move forward with either building more nuclear power plants, or there's concerns here about keeping Palisades open longer than it has been so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it raises all the legitimate questions that ought to apply to every energy question that we have. The reason many of us are concerned about continued reliance on fossil fuels is that we continue to harm our environment in ways that, again, will be felt many, many generations to come. And the same could be said about nuclear. The thing that obviously we need to focus our energy and our attention on is developing greater sources of renewables. And we've seen an incredible advance in technology with solar, with wind. I think geothermal is an incredible potential, has incredible potential that needs to be explored. So if we're going to think about all the costs, now and future costs, of energy, it leads us to renewable sources. And the difficulty, of course, is finding ways to make the economics of renewables work. It's harder to make them work if we don't consider the risk and potential cost 100 or 200 years from now. That's just not the way we're designed to measure these things. Too often, and this is something that both industry and consumers need to accept, too often we think about the cost just to us in this time, and sometimes just in this year, that we're willing to accept in order to support sustainable energy. If we don't start thinking about the long-term costs, we're going to miss the opportunity to invest in new technology and renewables, which is, I think, a big mistake.
Congressman Dan Kildee, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Congressman Dan Kildee represents Michigan's 5th District. That includes Flint, Saginaw, and Bay City. He's been in West Michigan discussing protecting the Great Lakes, amongst other issues in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids.